Hey guys, welcome to session one of our podcast. We're so fired up to have with us Conley Hayward today, and we're going to be jumping right in a moment. But why don't you greet the folks, Conley?
Well, good day, everybody. I am so glad you can be here. This is going to be an excellent series. You're going to learn such great tools to really help you in your practice in reaching people.
Amen. Well, thank you so much again, Conley, being here. And for all of those of you who are listening, we have a tool that's been out for a while, but maybe you may or may not be familiar with it. It's called DISC. And the DISC it's basically a tool that will help give us insight into people's personalities, their bent, how they think, how they interact with people. So these podcasts are really to equip you to give you insight into a person's personality and perhaps their thought processes. So what we're going to do in session one, today's session, is really what is DISC? And then we'll break it out, each of the letters, what they stand for. So I'm going to turn it over to Conley, and he's going to walk us through. First of all, Conley, what is DISC?
DISC is a tool. It's a resource that we can use to help understand how people do things. How do they filter communication? How do they filter behavior? How do they not only their others' behavior, but how do they filter their own behavior? How do they perceive? They perceive the other people through this lens that we call DISC.
Great. Great. Well, listen, we are fired up to figure out what the letters stand for. So it's a great tool, but kind of give us a little bit of insight as to what each letter stands for and what you call, I guess, styles.
Styles, yes. Well, let me start with style. Everybody has certain styles of the way they behave and they communicate. And we're able to quantify these in a blend with these letters D-I-S-C. And he said, each one stands for a primary style.
Okay.
Now, we are blends of all these styles. So if I say, for instance, a high I, low S, that has a meaning. And as we go into this podcast, that meaning will be clear.
Okay.
So the D stands for the dominant, the driven, the decisive making, decision making kind of person. The I is the influencer, the inspirer, they're the encourager. The S is the stable, the steady, the secure, and the C is the compliant with rules and systems, correct and creative.
Okay, so again, so if you could recap for us, basically each of those letters stand for a primary style, but you're saying that we probably have more than one of those. We're a blend of those. Can you kind of give me like an illustration of what does that, like a DS? I know we're going to get a little bit more into that later. But what is like a DI or an IS? I mean, kind of just walk us through that, if you would.
Well, you see, the thing is like, so if you had like, for instance, you were showing a positive expression of the I and the D together. Those are both very active styles. That person's going to be very forthright, very vocal, very bold. They're going to be very risk tolerant. They're going to be the kind of person that is going to tolerate risk. They are going to be quick tech. They're the kind of person to run and jump in a swimming pool before they check to see if there's water or even if there's a pool there.
Yeah, right.
They're not cautious at all.
Okay.
So they're going to be very out there. So, but if you have someone that's like a CS personality, they're going to be more reserved. They're going to process. They're going to think. They're going to take the routine and habit of the S for systems and process, and they're going to take the corrective and the calculating part of the C. And they're gonna analyze things, and they're gonna think things through. They're a great process and systems style blend.
Oh, great! And boy, we need those people in our lives, don't we?
Oh, speaking as an ID, yes.
I was just gonna ask you what you were, an ID. Okay, great. Well, listen, why don't we do this as we kind of wrap up our time together? I know we're gonna get much more into depth. So this is just the introductory session on DISC. If you can, again, recap for us what each of the letters, each of the styles, the letters stand for, and then just basically what are they? Like, what is a D? Again, just recap for us.
I'll do that. And also, I'm going to give a visual. So this would be a good time to grab a pen and piece of paper to have ready in just a moment. So the D, again, that's that dominant, that's that driven, they're very decisive, decision-making, they're very goal-oriented, very task-oriented.
Okay.
The I is they're the people person. They want to be on stage. They're influencing. They're inspiring. Everyone needs a pet eye.
Yes.
You're feeling discouraged. You got to call your eye friend and say, hey, I need to be encouraged.
That's true.
That's an eye. The S is the stable, secure, steady. They are very routine oriented, very habit oriented. They are team glue. Every team needs an S to help hold them together. And the C is, they're the compliant to rules and systems. They're very correct. They're very calculating. They're also very creative. A lot of artists are actually, artists and accountants are typically C's.
Okay.
All right, so if you get out your piece of paper, I'm going to ask you to take your 8x11 and draw a nice thick line down the center of the paper, top to bottom, and then across the center, left to right.
Okay.
So, in the top left corner, you're going to write a big D. And the top right corner, you're going to write a big S. And then the bottom right corner is going to, I'm sorry. And the top right is going to be an I.
There you go.
D-I. And in the bottom right corner is going to be the S. And the bottom left corner is going to be the C. So if you're going clockwise, it's D-I-S-C, disc.
Got it.
And so the way you do that, the D and the I, if you write above them the word active,
mm-hmm.
and down on the S and the C, down below, you write the word passive.
Okay.
Then on the left side of D and C, you write task. And on the right side of I and S, you write people. So a D is a task people person.
Okay.
And an S, a D is a task active person.
Got
sorry.
It. Got it. That's okay.
I'm not looking at my diagram right now. And the bottom right, the S, is that's going to be the passive people.
Right.
So you can see the D and the S are diametrically opposed, as are the I and the C.
Yes.
And it's these oppositions that can lead to conflict and misunderstanding. And this is where DISC becomes a tool. You can say, oh, okay, you're coming across as a D and you're having an issue with the C. They're both tasks, but the D is very active and pushing and aggressive, and the C is very reserved, conflict averse.
Yes.
So there can be a conflict there between the active and the passive. And the task and the people can create conflict. So that's one of the things we use with DISC, is to help alleviate that conflict between people, mm-hmm. and to understand how people behave and why they do what they do.
Yeah.
And why do they hear certain words certain ways?
Yeah, for sure. So for those married couples out there, I guess this will be a really great tool for us when we understand our spouse's style and to begin to appreciate that a little more. Especially for those of you guys who sit with people with counseling, maybe parenting issues, maybe employee issues, you know, the whole interaction, relational interaction thing will really give us some great insight as we continue to plow through these podcasts. Well, I'd like to wrap up our time today. Again, Conley, thank you. So this will be the conclusion of DISC podcast number one. And we're grateful that you guys tune in. We'll see you guys next time.